Do you enjoy these testimonies?
Amen.
Now, I'm totally convinced that our English brethren called it the Old Testament and the New Testament because this book testifies.
Amen.
But by doing so, they left out the most important part. It's the first covenant and the second covenant because of the wordage of the book itself. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was listening to the BBOV broadcast featuring Brother Copeland and Greg Stevens. And Brother Greg mentioned growth disappearing. I had a growth on my upper leg for years. I reached down when he mentioned that, and the growth was gone. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
D.C. and New Zealand.
Wow. Good.
New Zealand. Hey, New Zealand. See, it's not here just this year in the United States. Isn't that good? Watching the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast introduced me to Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Your broadcast brought me through and out of a very hard past and a very difficult time in my life. I've learned to lean on God for help, and it has saved my life.
Thank you,
Lord. E.M. from Indiana.
Thank you, Lord.
This is very special to me.
Yes.
And it blesses me very much, beyond measure, to tell you the truth. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now then, you can turn here if you want to momentarily. I'm in the first chapter of the book of Galatians, please. And then we'll go to the book of Hebrews. And right here in the first chapter, the 11th verse. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me was not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conversation in the time past in the Jews' religion, 14th verse, profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals, because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were not educated men. They were fishermen. This man sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He could speak Greek and Hebrew equally as fluent as he could. Exceedingly zealous of the tradition of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and so forth and so on. It doesn't say how long he was in Arabia. People said he was there for 3 years. No, it does not. It says, neither when I went to Jerusalem, but I went into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, undetermined amount of time, to what? To reveal his son in me. Now, just go back. The resurrection. Mary thought he was his gardener, it was Jesus. He said, touch me not. I have not yet ascended to my Father and to your Father. You remember that?
I do.
All right. Now we go to the book of Hebrews. Class, this is where the book of Hebrews came from. He was there. He saw it. In another place, he said, in the body or out of the body, God knows I cannot tell. I was in the third heavens and was revealed unto me unlawful for a man to utter. He was there. When he was in Arabia in the spirit, he was caught up there. Well, when Moses was there, His face shone because, but Moses was not a born again man. This is a born again Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost. And he said, forbid not to speak in tongues.
That's right.
Because I speak in tongues more than all of you put together. But then he went all the way through the book of Corinthians, explaining all decently and in order. So this is very... Oh, I was back there taking the grade and I was praying about it. And the Lord said, I want you to go there and set that up for why you read these things. Why it's here. He said he was seen of 500. Nobody said that but him, but he saw it in the spirit. He just sat up here and saw this whole thing, and that's where the book of Hebrews came from. Now that we know that and we understand that, then just... And right here is the mission statement for this ministry in the 5th and 6th chapters. Whether by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that he might have a strong consolation who have fled to refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into the within the veil, where the forerunner there is entered, even Jesus, made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham concerning the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom Abraham gave the 10th part of all.
Yep, there it is.
There it is.
He did it.
Did he what now? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
there you go.
Who became Israel. To whom Abraham gave the 10th part of all, first being made interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which became Jerusalem, the king of peace without father, without mother. That didn't mean he didn't have any father and mother. But he was not of the tribe of Levi, he was of the tribe of Judah. So he wasn't supposed to be a high priest. But he was made high priest by the raising of the dead. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Without contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Jesus is from the tribe of Judah. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is witness he lives. And as I may say, so say Levi also who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. And that's what George was talking about. They took communion.
Yep, they did. They sure did. Yeah.
That ties it all up together. He saw it.
Yeah.
He sat there, I believe, on Mount Horeb. And saw it all in the Spirit. And he saw it in the heavenlies. And that's the reason. He's the only one that said, and over 500 saw him. Mm-hmm. Nobody else mentioned that.
Yeah.
How do you know that? He saw him. He was there in the Spirit and witnessed it all. And he refers to things that it seems like, and he said, and for the great revelations, I was given a thorn in the flesh. And somebody said, God gave him a thorn in the flesh. There was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me. But he's just ripping into him every way he could, trying to stop him. But he said, I've been delivered from all of that. Mm-hmm. You know what his thorn in the flesh was? The care of the churches. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd go back and forth. But he hadn't seen all of them. But he saw this whole book of Hebrews.
Yeah.
And it's... For he testifies, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. How much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without spot and good, and purge our conscience from dead works to the serving of the living God? Wherefore, where the testament is, it is necessary the death of the testator. And then the great hall of fame of faith. And you just keep reading,
Yeah.
And let your character be without covetousness and be content with the things which you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do to me. Remember them who has rule over you, who have spoken the word of God, those follow, considering their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today,
yes,
and
thank
forever.
You.
Yes!
Praise God.
That means he's today.
He is today.
He's the one that wrote. He's a new creature. Because the Jews believed that Lazarus, go read that, that the Spirit hovered for 4 days.
Yes.
They said, Lord, we know he will be resurrected today. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Well, sure he is. What did he say? How could he say that? I am the resurrection. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
And when he said, Lazarus, come forth. Now loose him and let him go. They learn to bury by mummifying. Mm-hmm. And you can see it.
Yeah.
Nicodemus put together, weighed about 100-pound weight. It wasn't just this little linen cloth laying in that tomb. And I don't know why artists have never picked up on this. You could do it. There's that cocoon, the shape of Jesus.
Yeah.
The napkin laid neatly over on the side. Yeah. Nobody in it. And John outran Peter. They got in that tomb. They know what to think. Because all he'd been telling them, they just didn't get it. They thought he's dead and gone. Look. But he's not in there. About 100-pound weight. It's in the book.
Right.
Nicodemus was one. Because Nicodemus is the man, he said, you must be born again from above. So the artist's rendering of that should be this shape of Jesus, this cocoon-looking thing with the napkin laid over on the side, because that's after 4 days they put this here and put the stuff on it. That's what had happened to Lazarus. He said, loose him and let him go. When he came out there, he was still in that thing. And he did, when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, he said, roll a stone away. Oh, master, he stinks. This has to do with what we're talking about. Because all of these people are tithers.
That's right.
All of these people are tithers.
Yeah.
Because of their father Abraham. And Isaac and Jacob, who became Israel. So, then, they... All of them were tithers. That's really, it goes all the way through this book from start to finish. And because it's Jesus from start to finish. Someone said if he hadn't said Lazarus, everybody in that place would have come up.
Yeah, right, exactly, exactly.
But they had to chop him out of that mess.
Mm-hmm.
He was mummified.
Yeah.
And pretty well had to just chop him out of it to get him out of there.
It's interesting.
Wow. I wanted to point that out in Galatians.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians. That set the stage to reveal his son in me.
Wow.
So let's continue, George.
The benefits of the tither.
Yes.
You know, we talked about this last week. We talked about the windows of heaven being opened over us and the blessing pouring out. There's not room enough to receive it. And what I'd like to start today, Brother Copeland, is this. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes.
Yes.
And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine caster fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. So let's take a look at this. This rebuking the devourer. And when you look up the word rebuke, I like this. In the Hebrew, it means to cripple.
Mm-hmm.
Paralyze, disarm, shut down, and stop. He will rebuke, he will cripple, paralyze, he will disarm, shut down, and stop the devourer. So you have to look at what the devourer is.
Yes.
And so again, in the Hebrew, devourer, it really means, one of the things that it means is seed eater. Or an eater of things, crop destroying pest, or to consume with fire, to burn up, to be wasted, to drain. I mean, you can look at all different things that the devil does. One of the things that he tries to do is drain us of finances, drain us of strength, drain us of will, to try to drain us of the things that rightfully belong to us. It's the pile-on technique,
mm-hmm.
where this breaks down, that breaks down, the other breaks down. You've got this issue going on over here, another issue going on over there. And it's the devourer at work. And I like this definition of it. One of the words for it was erode or erosion. Erosion. And that interested it in me about the word erode. So I looked it up, and it means the eating away of a shoreline by the constant abrasion of the sea. The only way to stop it is by putting up a barrier. The barrier that we're talking about here is the tithe. It stops the devourer. It stops the the eater. There's a, where I grew up in Massachusetts, we lived on Cape Cod. And something interesting about Cape Cod, they talk about how much erosion has taken place by the ocean digging into it. And in some places, some areas, it's 25 feet or more. But one of the things that they do, and this is what I grew up around, when we would go to the beach, they had jetties. Stones that they built up sticking out into the water that would break the force of the waves coming in. The tithe is like that jetty. Amen. That breaks up the waves coming in. It says, he said, I will rebuke the devourer. The tither has advantages.
Yes, he does.
And one of the advantages is the protection from the devourer. And let me read this to you. This is a quote from Bill Winston, Pastor Bill Winston, The Power of the Tithe. One thing that is revealed in this scripture is that Satan is attracted to fruit. He would like to destroy the increase that God brings into our lives. Look at the things in your life that are growing or increasing, your family, your ministry, your business, your relationship with God. These are some of the fruits or increase that are in your life. Now listen to this. God promised us that Satan would not destroy our fruit and that he would give us divine protection. And a quote from Brother Copeland, If you're in a financial situation that looks bad, come against Satan according to the scripture. Use your privileges as a tither to combat and to defeat him. Speak the word of faith and rebuke the devourer. And that's what I was talking earlier about. That's what Terry and I were doing this morning when she was telling me the news about the air conditioning system. And we just stood there and we rebuked the devourer right along with God. And we claimed tithers' rights. Amen. Tithers' rights will stop the devil in his tracks. Mm-hmm. Tithers' rights will rebuke the devourer. And so that's just one of the benefits of the tither, is that whatever is going wrong in your life, remember that. How many tithers are in here? Let me see your hands.
Yes,
look
amen.
At this. All the hands went up in this
yes,
place.
Yes, glory to God.
Well, you have every right to stand on this word.
Amen.
To rebuke the devourer. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I rebuke the devourer.
I rebuke the devourer.
He will not steal.
He will not steal.
He will not kill.
He will not kill.
He will not destroy.
He will not destroy.
Anything in my life.
Anything in my life.
I receive this promise.
I receive this promise.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God. The devourer is rebuked.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
And we have time just to read this part here, but it says, he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground.
That's right.
I like that.
Jesus.
The NIV says, I will prevent pests from destroying your crops. The message, the message translation, this is good. For my part, I will defend you against marauders. Protect your wheat fields and vegetable gardens against plunderers. So he stops the enemy from destroying your crop, destroying your fruit.
1977, William Center, camp meeting.
Yes.
June the 30th.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's on Don John's birthday.
Yep.
And we're out of time.
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You have to tell.
He'll be the same age tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll be back.
What does the Bible mean when it talks about the tithe? We know it represents the first 10% that belongs to God. But why is tithing so important in our lives today? Tithing is God's design to bless you. Discover the powerful scriptural foundation of tithing in Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching series, The Tithe, God's Invitation to Financial Freedom. You'll learn how presenting your first to God opens the door to heaven's resources, how your words and attitudes can position you to receive His provision, and how tithing actually protects you from the grip of lack and the love of money. God Himself said, "Prove me in this." When you tithe, you become a financial partner with the Creator of the universe. You can step into His invitation today and receive the rights that are yours as a tither. Don't settle for lack when God has promised you abundance. Give Him the opportunity to rebuke the devourer from your life and pour out His blessing. The Tithe, God's Invitation to Financial Freedom, a digital audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland, is available now as a free download on our website, kcm.org/TV special. This eye-opening series not only presents the strong scriptural basis for tithing, but also shows the key role tithing plays in opening the door to your financial freedom and how to activate the power of tithing like never before. This offer is good for 30 days. Be sure to download your free digital copy today.
In John 10:10, Jesus says, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. But I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows." Even in the midst of danger and uncertainty, we can live in His overflowing abundance that is able to change our circumstances and able to bring abundance to every part of our lives when we say yes to Jesus. Acts 2:21 says, "Whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So today, when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, He gives you His victory over everything He defeated on the cross so that you can be free and live in His blessing. Jesus did everything except He won't say your prayer for you. He can't do that. If you have never asked Him to come into your heart, give Him these words today to work within your life. Ask Him into your heart, and all you have to do is just say, "Father, I believe that You sent Jesus to die on the cross for me, and I receive Your gift of abundance and Your gift of life that You sent when You sent Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart, take my life, and do something with it. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen." It is really that simple, but I can welcome you now to the family of God. We are united in Him, and your spirit is born again, and every precious promise in the Bible belongs to you. So we want to help you to know what all is yours and know who you are in Him now that He is your Savior. It's good to know that He's your healer, that He's your provider. So we want to send you this book, a package, actually a few brochures called the Salvation Package. It includes the book, "He Did It All for You," by my parents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. If when we send you this, you're going to find out who you are in Jesus and how to live your new life with confidence and success. You can request your salvation package today free on kcm.org.
God's invitation to financial freedom.
Praise God.
Your covenant with God includes eternal life, divine health, and abundance. This week, we're learning about the key part of God's prosperity, the tithe.
Yes.
If you missed any of the broadcasts from this study, you can watch on kcm.org or on YouTube channel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
That's right.
So, thank you for joining us today. Be with us again tomorrow. And this is Kenneth Copeland, Pastor George Pearson's, and all of the class reminding you that God loves you. And we love you, and Jesus is Lord. So give Him a praise. He
glory to God.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.